We were just talking about and sort of, you know, speculating on what it must be like to be a professional hockey player in the, you know, the media mecca of the world for hockey. I would imagine you had some idea of what it was like, and then the reality hits you. Zach Bogosian, what's it been like being a Maple Leaf so far?
Oh, it's been great. Thanks for having me. Nice, thanks for the introduction. It's been great. I mean, you know, it's first class all the way. The way we get treated, you know, on and off the ice, at the rink, at home, it's, you know, it's second to none. So it's been great. It's been an awesome transition period. Obviously, with the pandemic, things are obviously difficult and different, but the guys within the organization and, you know, all the men and women, they've done a great job.
Do you not snicker, though, Zach, when you see how, you know, we cover the minutiae of this team, lineup changes, who's in, out, ooh, he's a left-hand shot, he doesn't belong there. Like, when you look at, like, how granular we get with the coverage, do you not at least, you know, snicker, if not shake your head?
Don't take this the wrong way, but I don't really pay attention to it too much. I don't know what you guys say, and that's not out of disrespect. It's just that's kind of how I've always been. I'm focused on just trying to get better every day. And, you know, it's fun for people to talk about lineup changes and matchups and stuff like that, but it's not really something that I personally pay attention to too much.
Stewie.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Bogle. How's it going? How are you?
Good, Stewie. Good. How you doing?
That's good. That's good. So I wanted to ask how the your first year has been playing for a young coach in Sheldon Keefe. You had some older coaches and more experienced coaches over the last couple of years in your career. How has it been so far with Sheldon Keefe? And I've seen that he's putting the trust in you. You're playing, you know, some, you know, pretty meaningful minutes, and you've been out there for the last face-offs for some of the games. So how has it been playing for Sheldon Keefe?
It's been good. I think, you know, anytime you go to a new team or a new coach, there's always a feeling out process. I think early on in the season, you know, I was just getting my feet wet. And then the last, I'd say, five or six games, I've been relied on more, which is nice as a competitor. So it's been good. Just continue to build that trust and that relationship and go day by day with it.
Zach, what's it like coming to a new organization? It has to be a little bit funny when you hear they're like, all right, we want to get some toughness in our lineup. We're going to add someone with a little grit to their game, and then you know, they sign you up and you come on over. Do you feel some like pressure to play a certain way to live up to that, or are you able to just sort of stick to your own game and let the way you naturally play come out?
I think I know what makes me effective. I've done it long enough now to kind of know that. As far as veteran leadership coming into the room, I'm just myself. I think we have a great group of guys in there that bring leadership, bring kind of that sandpaper, you know, guys that aren't afraid to have tough conversations or say tough comments, and everyone kind of goes about their day. So it's been good that way. And as far as from a playing standpoint, you know, you try to finish every check you can, but the game's so fast, you don't want to be running around too much, getting too out of position. So, you know, you pick your spots when to be physical, but, you know, the new age, NHL, it's more off of, you know, skating and having good angles. And when there's a chance to finish, you know, you do, but, you don't want to get caught too much out of position.
You know, it's interesting. We're talking to Zach Bogosian of the Toronto Maple Leafs. The word tough has been used a lot more this season around the Maple Leafs than we can recall for the last few seasons. And, you know, there's, you know, Wayne Simmonds on Ben Chiarot tough. There's, you know, body check tough. Some would even say, you know, showing up to work with a good attitude every day is tough, specifically in a pandemic. What does that word tough mean to Zach Bogosian? What's a tough hockey player mean right now?
Well, I think there's a certain presence that you can bring to work, to the games, to practice. There's a certain intensity that you can bring. I look at the word tough. It's not so much maybe about fighting anymore, but, you know, when the time calls for it, obviously guys are willing to do it, sticking up for themselves or the teammates. But, at the end of the day, I think just being that guy that can compete and block those shots and making those courageous plays that maybe show up on the stat sheet a little bit, but it's more of the team morale and the camaraderie that goes into it, and what you're thinking about when you're doing it, putting the team first. So I think there's a bunch of different ways to describe it, but the first thing that pops out to my mind would be just a presence for sure.
Yeah, Bogo, I think leadership doesn't necessarily, you know, show up on the stat sheet here, but how big of a presence does a player like Joe Thornton bring to this dressing room? And I think the casual fan or even the media don't really understand how big of a presence and personality that Jumbo has for this Toronto Maple Leaf team. So how has he been so far, and what's your evaluation of him so far with this Toronto Maple Leafs team?
He's been great. It's tough not to talk about Jumbo with a huge smile on your face. He comes to the rink every day with high energy. You're right. It's tough to understand it when you don't see it every day. But, you know, by the time I got in the league, he was already so well established. And, you know, you got the young guys that are, you know, grew up watching him or wearing his number growing up, and he's a huge, huge part of the leadership group. But it's just his attitude is infectious. It's tough not to be upbeat and positive, you know, when he's around. So he's been awesome.
Zach, you haven't been around the league that long. I'm not going to make you sound like an old guy, but the league has changed since you come into the NHL, even, you know, I'm not sure exactly what year it was, 10 years ago plus, but the
you
young talent...
13 years long?
Okay. I didn't want to be, didn't want to offend you, but...
played when I played.
Yeah. So what have you seen change with the young guys coming into the league today? Because some of the all-stars in the division you're in right now, between Pettersson and McDavid and some of the guys on your team, you know, what are some of the differences you see in the young guys now?
Well, I just think when you look back on, you know, kids now at a younger age, they're training more, they're skating more. There's so much skill coming to league at such a young age, but you can just see that a lot of times maybe it takes a year or two for their body to develop a little bit more, but the skill set's already there and their body kind of catches up and they can be way more effective early on. I just think, you know, everyone's such a good skater, but just the stuff that kids can do with the puck now, even just watching World Juniors, I feel like if you go back and watch even, you know, my era of World Juniors, it just the stick handling and the plays weren't quite as sharp as what they are now. So I just think the way the kids' skills are have developed over the last few years and definitely the skating.
Zach, you played with Anthony Stewart.
Yeah,
back in the Atlanta Thrashers days. If I asked you what your favorite Stewie story was, would you be able to tell it on the radio?
No, I will leave that for a one-on-one conversation, I guess. I did enjoy my time with Stewie. I had a chance to play with both Stewies, playing with his brother in Buffalo as well. So two great guys, and I really enjoyed my time with both of them.
Stewie?
Bogo, I wanted to ask, did you get the cup this year in the off season at all? And what did you do? Did you have a party? Did you? What was the plan with that? Because I know we're in the middle of a pandemic. So did you get the Stanley Cup?
No, we waited off. We're trying to just see kind of where things are at, potentially maybe next summer, just trying to be smart about it. I mean, I obviously could have had a really small get together, but I think that wouldn't be as enjoyable to do that with how many people have helped me throughout my career, and I want to be able to do it the right way. So hopefully the NHL and NHLPA can hopefully figure something out where we can do it the right way and be able to, you know, bring it to your hometown and have the proper get together. And there's a few things obviously that you would want to do in your hometown. So hopefully get some good news about that.